علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ahli Baytihi at-Tayyibin at-Tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are presently discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. At the moment, we are discussing the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where Imam explains about the strategy of his governance. What was his strategy? And what aim and what are those steps that he was following? What are his long-term aims? What is his method of execution and how he will execute? So basically, this is his timetable, his methodology, and he talks about the strategy that he's going to use, where firstly when he comes to Medina and he gives a lecture there, the first lecture, you can say the maiden speech, where he comes and explains his governance. He first of all talks about the fact that whatever he says is going to add a responsibility on him, and therefore his words are serious. And they are not just, time wasters. And he goes on to say, إِلَّا مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى عَنْ تَقَحُّمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ. That one who, for one who it is clear already, the lessons of the past, of course he will take the precautions and will stop himself from doing what is incorrect and falling into doubts.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, there was a difference in the way Imam Ali alayhi salam handled the government and his method of governance, because his governance was based on the truth. This is because Imam Ali is the truth. Al-haqqu ma'a Ali, wal-Ali wa-Aliyun ma'a al-haqq. Ali is with the truth. Rather, Ali, in a way, is the truth. Now, what is truth actually? The truth is that which is compatible with our creation. It is conforming with our natures and with the essence of the universe. This is what is true. Now, when we say that a certain form of legislation is true, a certain ruling, a certain method of governance is true. It is that type of method of governance that conforms, that is compatible fully with the type of creation of the human beings, with the essence of the human beings and with the essence of the universe and with the ontological realities of the universe. So there is a complete conformity, a complete coordination, and a complete synchronicity that exists between that form of legislation and the creation of the universe. Those who legislate, form laws, postulate systems, political systems, methods of governance, methods of social coherence and structure, those who claim to do this and legislate the laws behind them and promote these systems and make these systems, while these systems are against the nature of the human beings, against the essence, or do not conform with the essence of the universe, do not conform with the ontological realities of the universe, they cannot claim to be bearers of true systems, true forms of legislation. While Imam Ali alayhi salam is one who claims to be a bearer of true, was of the true form of legislation.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we therefore come to realize that Imam Ali alayhi salam is one who, when he legislates, when he brings about or he presents a political system, a methodology in leadership, and he brings about this form of legislation that is postulating a certain form of system in governance, then he is claiming that this system is one which is true. And if it is supposed to be true, then it is supposed to be one which conforms totally with the essence of a human being, with the nature of a human being, and with the nature and essence of the universe. But now the question is that who else apart from God knows these ontological realities, who knows the creation, who knows the essence of this world, the essence of the human beings? It is only Allah, the one who created. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ Isn't the one who created know his creation? Of course, Allah is the one, the best person to know the realities of the human essence and the realities of what he created, the realities of the universe. And that is why he is the most suitable person to legislate. And those who are attached to God, that have got authority from God, are attached to the knowledge of God, these are the ones that have the, you can say, they can claim to bring true legislation. Why? Because whatever they will legislate, whatever they will postulate as a political system, whatever they will bring about as a strategy of leadership will be one which conforms totally with human creation and human essence. And therefore, when Imam Ali alayhi salam comes and claims and brings about this system, he knows that this system is true. It is based on truth, and it is something that is going to bring true perfection in the society and in the creation as a whole. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to understand these teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معه
من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه